The podcast. Pain is something we all go through in life, but the truth is, nobody loves to have that experience. It is unsettling, emotionally taxing, and often depressive. Today we're going to talk about pain and how we can heal our pain, because as you're going to see, the responsibility to free ourselves lies with us. We can seek professional help on how to ease our pain, but the obligation to rid ourselves from the harmful effects of pain is squarely ours. So welcome to today's podcast as we navigate our way through the healing of our minds and souls from pain and all the negative emotions that come with it. I am your host, Alex Bliss, and I'm thrilled to have you on board. You may be aware that some people grew up thinking that being expressive of pain is unacceptable. They were taught that that's a weakness and were not allowed an opportunity to show their vulnerability in any way. This, however, does not discount the fact that pain affects them emotionally or even physically. In fact, when pain is suppressed, it is detrimental to your health as opposed to when it is expressed. Many cultures are known to downplay expression of emotion on many levels. They reward exhibition of courage and discourage expression of fear, weakness, or defeat. The culture of appraising personality strength based on how expressive or stoic someone is not an accurate meter, because the ability of a person to express themselves in whatever way is actually a strength, and the higher the measure of vulnerability, the greater the capacity for wholeness, creativity, and interpersonal social skills. People who have the ability to express themselves are described as emotive, while those who find it difficult to verbalize their pain are said to be stoic. Both of these categories need help, but it would be easier for the emotive category of people to get help in time before the damage is extensive. The stoic people will hide any signs of vulnerability and may choose to withdraw from social circles to be alone with it. This has a toll on their emotional health and also negatively affects their emotional landscape. At the core of emotional pain, there is a tendency to feel needy and wanting in both material and emotional things. You may feel you're not enough without a car or without a six-figure salary or a mansion, because you think that those things will make you complete. On a psychological level, you may feel that you're not lovable enough because you don't have the person you love as a spouse. It may be pain because of feeling disconnected with all the things that matter to you: the need to be respected, the need to be secure, and to be understood. When these needs are not met, you can suffer from pain inside and feel disoriented in life. Other times, it's when you fail in something that you thought you had the ability to achieve or succeed in. So when you don't measure up to the standard you've set for yourself, or the one other people have set for you, you retract into a place of pain. Whatever the cause, it is the same pain and has the same effects on your health. When this happens, it is important to acknowledge that you're experiencing pain instead of running away from it or calling it something else in a bid to evade confronting it, because that's what most of us are fond of doing. The best way out of pain is through it, not over it, not around it, and calling it what it is: pain. Acknowledgement is the first step toward healing whatever the pain you may be going through. After acknowledging that you're going through a painful experience, you're supposed to see how you contribute to that experience, because as long as you're the sufferer, you are a participant in the game. Self-treatment is a major contributor to the core pain in every painful experience, and the moment you take responsibility for that, the healing process can begin. We contribute by showing up for the experience and for allowing ourselves indulgence in the pain. Even when other parties are involved, We have an active role in the play and are supposed to rise to that challenge by avoiding blame and projection. It is also prudent at this stage to ask yourself what triggered your pain, so that you are always careful whenever such triggers are present. This helps in keeping you in the awareness that I have been triggered and I need to know how to navigate myself in this kind of situation. Understanding the triggers to your pain helps you to devise an appropriate harmless response mechanism that does not place you at a disadvantage. That brings us to the end of our podcast today. It has been a pleasure hosting you. Until next time, goodbye.